Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Vox Radamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight on That Kevin Show, we go live to Tel Aviv with Dr. Melissa Jane Kronfeld. Then national security expert Nicole Parker weighs in. Funny lady Carmen Lynn stops by. A new Taylor and Travis sketch. And Dax, along with Darius Rucker, in the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where a senile president is attempting to squeeze a mayor who is standing up for Israel. Here's that Kevin.
Well, sadly, I think that may actually be, in fact, true. One of Mayor Adams' chief fundraisers had her apartment raided by the feds this week. Now, this is someone who's not in the administration of the mayor. This is someone who helped him raise a lot of money for his election. And I'm assuming she's going to help him raise a lot of money for his re-election if he decides to run again. That's kind of how it works. So the feds are all of a sudden, after he comes out and takes a strong stand against the president and takes a very strong stand standing by Israel, he decides we got to deal with that one. So here come the feds, dead of night, you know, marching people out in their underwear. Okay, we've got a concerning issue we've got to discuss. Watch this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Mayorkas, let me start with you. You're familiar with the chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Are you familiar with that?
I am.
Do you know what it means?
I do.
Can you explain it to us?
Senator, that is a chant that speaks of Palestinian desire for its homeland and a very expansive definition of its homeland at the expense of the independence of Israel.
Well, indeed. I mean, it calls for the elimination of Israel, does it not?
It does.
So my question to you is, should students who are here on a visa who gather and chant that slogan and actively advocate for the elimination of Israel and attacks on Jewish individuals, whether in the Middle East or here in the United States, as we're seeing on college campuses, should those students have their visas revoked?
Senator, I believe you are referencing a provision in the Immigration and Nationality Act about which you have written to me, and I am very familiar with your assertion that statutory provision requires the revocation of their visa.
But should they have their visas revoked? I'm asking you.
We are assessing your legal assertion. It is a matter of legal interpretation of the statute.
Well, just as a moral matter, I mean, should students who are here, foreigners who are here in this country, accessing our university system and advocating for the killing of Jews, should they be allowed to stay here at our leisure?
Senator, it is a matter of law, and it requires a legal interpretation, and I am not in a position to provide that legal interpretation. And let me add something.
My time is very limited. I have to say I think your answer is disappointing, but let me ask you something else. Let me ask you about people who say other things. What about people who say things like, on October the 7th, F Israel, I'm cleaning up the language here, F Israel, the government and its military, are you ready for your downfall? People who say things like F Israel and any Jew who supports Israel, May your conscience haunt your dreams until your last breath. Palestine will be free one day. F apartheid Israel and is any Israeli. Well, this is pretty extreme rhetoric, don't you think?
Senator, I do, and I think there is a distinction between espousing or endorsing terrorist ideology and speech that is odious, that does not rise to that level.
Fair enough. This person works for you. This is Nuja Ali, an employee of the Department of Homeland Security, who posted these comments on October the 7th. That's not all she posted. She also posted this graphic. Now, this is a fake graphic, I want to be clear, but I think we understand it. This is a paraglider, a Hamas paraglider, depicted here with a machine gun flying into Israel. She posted it under her online alias with the celebratory Free Palestine. Mr. Secretary, what's going on here? Is this typical of people who work at DHS? This is an asylum and immigration officer who is posting these, frankly, pro-genocidal slogans and images on the day that Israelis are being slaughtered in their beds. What have you done about this?
Four things I'd like to say to you. Number one, your question to suggest that that is emblematic of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security is despicable.
What have you done? This person works for the Department of Homeland Security. Have you fired her?
That was one of four answers.
Have you fired her?
One.
Have you fired her? Don't come to this hearing room when Israel has been invaded and Jewish students are barricaded in libraries in this country and cannot be escorted out because they are threatened for their lives. You have employees who are celebrating genocide and you are saying it's despicable for me to ask the question? Has she been fired?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Secretary.
After the consumption of Senator Hawley's time, I'd like to speak.
Has she been fired?
Because I will not.
We would like an answer. Would you?
Because I will not be given the opportunity.
Has she been fired?
So that individual has been placed on administrative leave.
So she's not been fired.
Number two.
Why has she not been fired?
Number two, the individual was hired in 2019.
Why has she not been fired?
Number three, I cannot speak to an ongoing personnel matter.
Why has this person not been fired? Your answer is you can't speak to it? This isn't sufficient to fire her?
I am not in a position to speak to an ongoing personnel matter.
This isn't sufficient to fire her? That's what you're telling me?
That is not what I'm saying.
But she's still on your payroll as we sit here today.
That is not what I'm saying.
She's still on your payroll as we sit here today.
Senator?
How many cases? She was an asylum and immigration officer. How many cases did she adjudicate?
Senator, I'm not in a position to speak about an ongoing person.
I'm not asking about that. I'm asking you how many cases she adjudicated.
My answer remains.
Did she adjudicate any cases involving Israelis seeking asylum in this country?
Same answer.
Well, let me just point you to what else she posted on social media, where she drew attention to the fact that she is an immigration and asylum officer. Hashtag immigrants, hashtag asylum seekers, hashtag Palestine, hashtag refugees welcome. This is on her LinkedIn post, where she has her professional affiliation posted. So I think the American people deserve to know, has she admitted, contrary to law, individuals who should not be in this country, or denied Jewish refugees, whose genocide she's advocating, asylum that they deserve?
Same answer.
You're not gonna tell us what this person's done? Are you conducting a review of her cases at least?
Senator, as I have said over and over again, I cannot speak to an ongoing...
You said that you will not. I can't believe that you would come to this committee knowing this. You know about this. I've written to you about it. You know all about it. And you come here unwilling to answer and suggest that it is wrong of me to ask you the question. Quite frankly, Mr. Secretary, I think that your performance is despicable. And I think the fact that you are not willing to provide answers to this committee is absolutely atrocious.
What you just saw with your own eyes and heard with your own ears is the very real circumstance that we currently have at the Department of Homeland Security. At the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Mayorkas, who touts his being the child of Holocaust survivors when it's convenient, somehow has been lulled into the idea that it's okay to let pro-Hamas terrorists work for his organization. And that's the Department of Homeland Security. We need to call our congressmen and congresswomen and ask them to remove Mr. Mayorkas from his post, to impeach him. He's failed us on our border, and having openly anti-Semitic, terror-supporting terrorists working for him and unwilling to take them off the payroll, to me, is a breach of his duties. 202-224-3121 to call your congressman or woman. 202-224-3121. Kevin McCullough, I cannot believe what we're dealing with. A very special conversation with someone very important. Straight ahead. Don't miss this. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. My next guest is someone that has been on my mind a lot recently. She was someone who always was up for a great conversation about politics and activism in New York City. And then a number of years ago, moved from New York to Israel to take on some challenges there and to follow a call that she felt on her life in a very real way. But she was in the States on 9/11. She was in Israel on 7 of October of this year, and it is a real pleasure to welcome her back to my microphone and viewers, but we have not discussed anything in quite some time. Melissa Jane Kronfeld. I know that I'm not supposed to ask how you are, because in Israel you're measuring days differently, like are you still alive? But we are. It is a joy to see you. I'm glad to know that you are okay, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Forgive me. I just rocket alert. Okay, not our region. Okay. So thank you so much for having me back. It's so good to see you. I miss you. I miss all of you.
On rocket alert! You literally just took one while we were doing the intro.
I was looking. Yeah, I know. It looks like it may have been an intrusion alert, not a rocket alert, but I do have my phone here just in case. If the rockets do go off, I will have to exit stage left.
We're going to get into this, hopefully, in a little bit if time and the circumstances permit. But life has been upended for you and everybody in Israel. And as I have talked with my Jewish friends here, and there are many that interact with my show each week and many more that I know on a very personal, connected basis, people are feeling very isolated and very afraid. I want to go back to the day for you and maybe the context of what that day. First of all, how did you find yourself in Israel on October 6th and 7th this year?
So briefly, I work, I'm a Temple Mount activist. So for the past few years, a huge part of my work, in addition to my social impact consultancy and my foundation, is working on the Temple Mount. And so basically every single day that Jews are permitted on the Temple Mount, which is 5 days a week, 5 hours a day, I leave my house, my beautiful beachfront apartment in Tel Aviv around 4 or 5 a.m. to go and spend the day marching around the Temple Mount to make sure that we normalize a Jewish presence, remind our Muslim brothers and sisters that this is a Jewish space, and fight for equal rights and access for all people, providing complimentary tours to anybody who wants to come. And although I'm extremely grateful for that work and I love doing that, it's exhausting. It takes an emotional toll. Been arrested, detained. I've been punched in the face by a police officer, you know, apparently for resisting arrest. I don't think it was resisting arrest, but that's a story for another time. And so kind of on October 6th, it's a Friday, so Jews are not permitted on the Mount. And, you know, as grateful I am for my work and for all the people who support us and the amazing people I get to meet every day doing that work, you know, sometimes it's nice to not wake up at 3 a.m. to walk my dogs, to leave by 5 to go to the Temple Mount and march around and be yelled at by Arabs and punched in the face by cops. And so on October 6th, I was kind of having that moment where I'm like, oof. I don't have to go to Jerusalem today, you know, and I'm going to stay home. And the next thing, it was during the holidays, which is obviously a very, I don't get holidays off anymore because everyone wants to be on the Temple Mount during the holidays. So I don't even take holidays off. And so I was feeling enormously grateful to be home, actually. And then, I went to bed. I think I stayed up pretty late, but it was mostly because it was Shabbat and I was reading. And then around 7 a.m. on October 7th, I woke up kind of like a little bit dazed because something woke me up. Like, it wasn't that I just woke up naturally. And I do admittedly try to sleep in until 8 on Saturdays. so it was 7, and I couldn't kind of figure out what was going on. And I could hear like a noise. And so I got out of bed, and my phone in the other room was pinging, and the phones, I have three phones, the phones in my rooms were this noise was going off. It wasn't my regular alarm. And I was kind of like, what is going on? I went and got some juice. I got back into bed. I had all my phones with me, and I looked down at my phone, and I see that it's the red alert. And I thought, oh, red alert, Tel Aviv, Saturday, Simchat Torah, guys, like, give me a break. It's my day off. And so, you know, as someone who's now experienced two wars here, I follow the rules. I go to my safe room. I wait the 90, you know, 3 minutes for the end of the booms. But 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I decide I'm going to sit in bed and ride out the storm. They don't hit us anyway. And then the sirens stop, and then you usually get about 90 seconds or less between the end of the sirens and the beginning of the booms. And then it was boom. I thought, okay, good, done. Then it was boom, 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 and it just kept going. And I thought, oh, it's not a rocket. It's a rocket strike. And that was when I realized I had to probably move to my mamad in the safe room just to, for, you know, to do the right thing. And so that's what we did. And then that's when I actually had the opportunity, because I was not awake yet, to look at my phone. And I saw an hour's worth of alerts. News alert, something wasn't right. And in Israel, when something isn't right, you go on Telegram. And I went on Telegram, and it was thousands of videos from Jews in the southern envelope who had posted pictures from out their window of terrorists riding around their communities with guns banging on their doors, shooting into their windows. And then even more videos from the terrorists banging on the doors, shooting in the windows, driving into communities. I know these communities. I know every inch of Israel. I know exactly where these things were happening. And it's just, it's, I woke up 20 minutes ago. I'm now under rocket fire. I'm watching videos of people being dragged from their houses. And there are terrorists, lots of them, in cars with guns, driving through the streets of Israeli cities. None of it was normal. I've seen terrorist attacks. I've been near terrorist attacks. I've witnessed terrorist attacks. I've sat through wars. I lived in Israel for 5 years, and nothing about what I was seeing was anything like I had experienced, seen, knew, or historically was part of how things happen here.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew something was terribly, terribly wrong.
In the aftermath, we'd come to learn that there were at least 1,400 Israelis that lost their life that day and hundreds of hostages taken to Gaza. Do you feel like the majority of that danger has passed, or is there an anticipation that there's another shoe yet to drop?
So my field of expertise is actually national security. That's what I did both my master's and my PhD and my undergrad in. But so this is something, you know, that I both look at as a Jew and Israeli citizen, but also as a national security intellectual and academic. And so I can tell you, I knew right away that the Northern Front was obviously going to open up, even if there wasn't a collaboration between Hamas and Hezbollah. Traditionally, when Hamas does something big like this, Hezbollah takes advantage of it. So that was obviously the first thing, like, check. Okay, Hezbollah is going to start off soon. And they started exactly around the time that I figured they would. And I can tell you that on the first day, the very first day, friends of mine were called up to the Northern Front. So Israel, we obviously knew that that was going to happen too. Let's just secure that area because it's really bad down south. But in terms of, like, what surprises me and what I'm, you know, there's two really good answers for. What really surprises me is, one, I assumed by now that there would be an uprising, an encampment to be a judgment against my Arab Israeli brothers and sisters. One of them happens to be my best friend and serves in the IDF right now. You know, the first thing that surprised me is that there's not been an Arab Israeli uprising within the country, and not a massive uprising, but we haven't had.
So hold this thought. We're going to continue on, but I have to take this break. We're speaking with Melissa Jane Kronfeld live from Tel Aviv. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
update. President Biden and the First Lady offered their condolences to the victims of the recent mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine this week. During their visit, they met with first responders, healthcare providers, and the affected families. The shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant resulted in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 others. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 29th day, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Israel, called for a temporary ceasefire to secure the release of hostages. The death toll in the conflict has surpassed 10,000 people. Additionally, there are plans to allow for more foreigners and injured civilians to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make any progress. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And we're back from Times Square on this side of the camera. On that side of the camera, Melissa Jane Kronfeld is joining me from Tel Aviv tonight, and we are grateful for her willingness to come and tell her story. You were talking about, just before the break, the relative calm that has occurred within Israel itself. And you used a term, I want to make sure people heard, an Arab Israeli, in the grotesque pro-Hamas demonstrations that have happened here in the States. I don't think one piece of news coverage anywhere in the U.S. has mentioned that there are not only Arab Israelis, but that that there are some that hold seats in the Knesset and as part of the government, and that Israel as a country is ecumenical in its racial profile and makeup. And, Melissa, I don't know how the world gets away with telling the lies that they do about the way Israel operates, but it is far more diverse than anybody has been giving any light to.
Yeah, absolutely. The Arab Israeli population is approximately 20% of I think we're 9 million people. I have to double check on that. But they're approximately 20% of our population. And, you know, I actually heard something very interesting today for Hassan, who's the deputy mayor of Jerusalem. Unfortunately, her father-in-law just passed away, and she was on air talking about how in the hospitals, and she was talking about how when her father-in-law was passing away, during the course of this entire thing, just passed away, she said, you know, it's the entire hospital is just Arabs and Jews working side by side. There was no strain, no pressure, no anxiety, no weirdness. Everyone was just continuing forward. No one was putting aside what was going on outside the doors of the hospital. But her example is really proof positive that this is a country where, you know, when push comes to shove, if you are Israeli, you're Israeli. And, you know, one of my best friends in the whole world is Arab Israeli, and he serves in the IDF right now. He's fighting on behalf of the Israeli state. He's fighting on behalf of all of us. And he frequently texts me to remind me that he would die for Israel, the Jewish state, yeah. You know. And so, you know, it's very important to remember that. But it is
Which is incredible to contrast that with Hamas, who just 2 days ago's top leader said that the Palestinians in Gaza, quote, must be prepared to give their lives for the cause. I mean, just contrast what you just described in the leadership of Hamas at present and what they're doing. And there's really no comparison, but for whatever reason, the global media has tried to make this a very, like, equitable one-on-one type of situation. And I just don't see that. There's a couple of other things I want to make sure we get to. And one of them is, as you went through the day and as Israel has gone through the day since, you're into the response phase now. The Hamas information wing is telling even Fox News and others that there's tens of thousands of children that have been killed and all sorts of other things that I just don't accept because they come from that source. What is the general state of mind from the people that you live around and interact with right now in this response stage? Is the action that's being taken what needs to happen in order for Israel to kind of eliminate the Hamas threat for the future? Will Palestinians be better off because of the actions that Israel's taken right now? What's your sense of what's happening?
So I'm unique in the sense that I'm like a classic Tel Avivian, as you'd probably expect. Most of my friends live in Judea and Samaria, where I myself helped establish a yeshuv.
Been there. Love it. Yes.
Yeah, what the European Union would call an illegal outpost. You know, and I work in Jerusalem in the Temple Mount movement. And so a lot of my friends are, you know, what would be considered the far right in Israel. And so I have probably a more unique perspective than most Anglo Jews, many of whom ran away home as soon as the conflict started because it was too stressful for them to listen to a couple of rockets all day long. Sorry, I'm a little judgy on that. You don't get to
what you've lived through.
You don't get to make aliyah. Come here, you make aliyah, you accept the good and the bad. I wouldn't dream of going home right now. My mother's offered me cars, houses, money. Literally, she's like, I'll give you anything you want if you come home. There's not a chance I'll ever come home ever again now, ever. Ever. This is it. This is where I'm never leaving. Not even for a visit. Like, I need to be here. This is what I'm doing. And so my first, you know, I could tell you that with that caveat in mind, you know, I think that, you know, in the communities and people that I know, and I work a lot with the IDF, but like, there's a sense that there's definitely a fear that we're not going to go all the way. Now, the more and more I watch the news and what I'm seeing now and how they're going into Gaza and the people that I'm speaking who are in Gaza right now fighting on the front lines, I become more confident every day that we're going to do what it takes to literally, you know, end Hamas as an entity and create a better world for it.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Airlines guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Times Square. Very honored to have my esteemed guest, Dr. Melissa Jane Kronfeld, joining us for a third segment. You're a national security expert. My good friend, KT McFarland, who advised multiple presidents here in the United States in the Pentagon as civilian equivalent of a 4-star, has said the very same thing on this show. So you're in good company in terms of what your fear and concern is. But my concern is that Biden, who has been, I would say, mediocre to tepid in what he's said, though my Israeli friends say that it's being received in Israel far more supportively than what it was perceived here. So I'm glad for that. Mm-hmm. But that he at some point will begin to be pressured and eventually ask
Israel to do what American presidents have done far too much, which is put handcuffs on and not do the job that's necessary. And that if that happens, that is really the sign to the Arab street that the game is on and everybody comes at you from each side. And it's not just Lebanon or Jordan or Syria, but Iran in full steam and backed by people like Turkey and Russia and maybe even China, that there's this kind of global nexus of an axis of evil that can really unleash total hell.
I don't fear the loss of America for Israel. We're not a client state. This is not, they're not a colonial overlord of the United States. It is important to remember that America.
We're just a very close relationship.
I know, but what, you know, so what I think is that too many people invest in a belief that, and you hear, especially from the diaspora Jews, and you hear it from Israelis, Israel needs America. No, Israel does not need America, okay? Israel is an ancient people. It's an ancient nation. It's an ancient kingdom. We've been here longer than, you know, most other people, you know, we're the people of the book, the best-selling book of all time. And that book was around long before the United States. So my view on this is extremely different. America has been a friend and ally to the United States. Okay, Truman aside, and, you know, accepting, being the first country to acknowledge Israel's existence. Or the establishment of the modern state of Israel. But let us be very clear. It was Henry Kissinger and Henry Kissinger alone that established the policy under Republican President Nixon that they would be an ally and supporter of Israel, full force, no questions asked. Okay, I'm not old enough to remember the 70s. I was born in 82, but I know that that's almost as old as I am. And so what I think is very important to remember is it was France and the UK, despite, you know, the problems during the mandate, that stepped in those interim years to help Israel, train Israel, give Israel weapons. America's relationship with Israel, although special and important because of America's position in the world, is not something that I have ever believed will last forever or nor be more important. I think this is the time. America's waning influence means nothing to Israel. It means that America's waning and we'll go find the next people. I am a realist. I am a hardcore realist. And at the end of the day, it means teaming up with some less savory folks and maintaining the state of Israel and keeping good in the world and being a light unto the nations. Well, then that may have to happen, but I do not put any stock whatsoever in the American-Israeli relationship. America needs to get their collective, you know what, together. And the fact that you have in your Congress, I'm so American, sorry. But the fact that you have in the Congress, a Palestinian terrorist, a Somali terrorist, a terrorist from, Queens, and wherever Cori Bush is from, who knows, Michigan, I don't know, she's just outrageous. But like the squad to me is indicative of the fact that America's special relationship with Israel actually doesn't mean anything. As soon as those women and their associated male friends came into office, that was when it became very apparent to me that what I have always believed, that the relationship between the United States and America is simply incumbent upon who is in office and the power America has in the world. So now you have some of the Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, Baruch Hashem aside, I love that man, Temple Mount support. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that. But where America is now, to me, is an indication that Israel needs to start looking for a new boyfriend.
Well, and I hope that whatever that degree of truth or untruth, perception that you have about the situation, my prayer is that America doesn't abandon Israel in any way, because we benefit as a nation by blessing those that God said would be blessed if we blessed them. So to me, it's so much bigger than just the geopolitical stuff. We've got 2 minutes left, and you've been so generous with your time tonight. My people pray, people that watch my show and listen, intercede on people's behalf because they love and care about the Israeli existence and the Jewish people. What would you ask of my people tonight?
So first of all, your prayers matter now more than ever. The great thing about being Jewish is that it's like reading the last page of the book or watching the final scene of the movie before it starts. We all know how the story ends. It may take a while. It may be ugly. A lot of people may die, and a lot of horrible, awful things like the Holocaust that I just lived through and witnessed is going to happen. But the fact of the matter is that all of your listeners and all of your watchers need to understand that we win in the end. That's it. It's the end of the story. That's the last page. Like, it's what we say at our holidays. They tried to kill us. We live. Now let's eat. Like, it's going to be okay. We're going to win the war. And we're going to have the Messiah, the Mashiach. We're going to build a third temple. We're going to all, at some point, maybe all be together in Israel. And the world will be a much better place. So, like, that's the most important thing to remember. We know how the story ends. Yeah. We don't know how we get there. But we know how the story ends. And if you start with that, then everything else is a lot easier. Second, send your prayers our way. My project, highinthehard.com, has a place now where you can actually enter in prayers. I will personally take them to the Temple Mount.
Spell that for me, because I think there may be people watching that want to help you advance the Temple Mount advocacy.
Yeah, so it's high, like I walk up high on the Har, which is Hebrew for a mountain, H-A-R, high on the Har. So I'm high on Har, by it's high on the mountain, high on the Temple Mount on Mount Moriah. And so if you want to go there and put your prayers, and you don't need to leave your name or a number or email, you can just do it anonymously. I personally take every prayer that comes in every Sunday morning to the Temple Mount, and I pray for you. Wow. Your prayers matter now more than ever before. This is the moment that we've read about in the book. This is good versus evil, and you need to stand good, because God will judge you for the things that you say and the things that you do right now. I'll judge you too, but you know, God's going to judge you, so watch out.
His judgment matters a lot more than any human
being. Yeah, but, well, I may be more wrathful. So
Melissa, you know. Jane Kronfeld, who started this interview receiving an intrusion or a missile alert coming into Tel Aviv, thank you for taking the time to be with us. A very special conversation, and we will be back in touch soon.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number one song in the country from Dax and Darius Rucker.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home.
Being a man is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle, so you fake it and end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man, do what he should, man. I give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all alone inside a house you built that you don't recognize as home. And that's what my daddy told me, and I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate, and I actually feel his pain. He never cried, he might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do the same. I get emotional when I stop and think, and I look around beyond the county lines of my small town. I think about all the men out there who feel like I do now, who are screaming on the inside, but won't ever make a sound.
I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our son is our horizon, and our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed, all the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, and go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell. Then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life. As a man, they don't know what you were till the day that you die, and that's when they start crying. Oh, then move on to a man to confide in. Oh, that's why we feel we can't hide ourselves. We get ourselves. We don't expect you to understand. We just hope we can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely
Kevin McCullough, he rejoins us next hour. It's another big hit. Stay here. It's That Kevin Show.
Spotify or Apple Music.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.